Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has recently ruled 7-4 in favor of the Trump administration's Title 10 Protect Life rule. This is a great ruling. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of Christian Civil Rights Watch, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This is the most reversed court of appeals in the country. But the times are changing, particularly under President Donald Trump. The decision came out with a three-judge panel that ultimately ruled in favor of this new rule under the Trump administration that would ban federal funds from going to facilities that provide abortion or abortion referrals. Then the entire Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals panel of judges ruled 7-4 in the same position, affirming the constitutionality of this rule. The amazing thing, Matt, is when you look at the ideology of these judges, the original three judges were all judges appointed by Republican presidents. Of the 7-4 decision, all seven of those judges were appointed by Republican presidents, including two by President Donald Trump. The other four were appointed by Democratic presidents. Now, again, you shouldn't have people voting Democrat or Republican as a judge, but it is a judicial philosophy that is actually at issue. Do you respect the law and the Constitution, or are you going to inject your own personal view under the guise of law? The good news is this is a great decision. Federal funds will not be going to family planning organizations that have anything to do with abortion.
And let's put that family planning in air quotes, because they're anything but family planning. These are organizations that their primary mission in life is to destroy human life. But this shows a sea change within the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as you mentioned, largely due to President Trump. And it's no wonder that we see people like Dianne Feinstein and others kicking and screaming, saying, how dare President Trump appoint originalists to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, our go-to activist appeals court?
Yeah, and this ruling specifically talks about facilities that offer, you know, primarily low-income people, things like birth control, testing for sexually transmitted diseases, cancer screening, things like that, that they probably couldn't otherwise afford. But these services cannot be housed in the same building where there is abortions conducted. So this is a great ruling. I mean, you're talking about taking about $60 million away from Planned Parenthood. That's a lot of babies saved right there.
Yeah, and $286 million a year. It's the money from the federal government goes to low-income, or to help low-income people, like you're saying. For example, you come in for cancer screening.
Right.
Or some other kind of test or treatment, and you qualify as low income. But then that same facility gets federal money, and they say, oh, by the way, we also can refer you to an abortion. Or we ourselves, Planned Parenthood, for example, can provide that abortion for you. We can take care of that and take care of your abortion. Well, under Obama, that's what happened. Obama changed the rules. Going all the way back to President Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan put into effect a policy that no tax dollars can go to an organization that has anything to do with directly or indirectly doing or referring to abortions. That had been in place for a number of years. But under the Obama administration, he changed it because he was so radically pro-abortion, he wanted the abortion funds to flow to all of these organizations, and Planned Parenthood was his pet organization. Well, when President Donald Trump came into office, he has, without question, become the most pro-life president in American history, even more pro-life than President Reagan in terms of the policies that he has instituted. So he has given directives to the various agencies to address issues relating to the sanctity of human life. And the entity, the Department of Health and Human Services, promulgated a rule, and it's called the Protect Life Rule. And the rule reinstates this former policy pre-Obama: no more funds going to organizations that refer or are involved in abortion. Of course, it was challenged, and they wanted to challenge it in the Ninth Circuit, and you understand why. But you know what? They have lost there twice, including this en banc. What's it called, en banc, when you have the full panel of judges consider this? Now, there's other judges on the Ninth Circuit, but what the Ninth Circuit did is they have these 11 judges that ultimately reconsidered this, and they ultimately ruled 7-4 in favor of the rule.
And, you know, of course, last week we talked about New York and its quest to become the world sanctuary for abortion. Says, well, all righty then, we just won't take the money because we still want to promote abortions. We won't abide by this. So you see New York, as it continues to go downhill for life, having a little tantrum there.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, this case, this rule is being litigated in other areas as well. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals that governs part of the eastern part of the United States, Virginia, Maryland, some of those areas over there, North Carolina. And then you have also the a district court in Maine where this litigation is going on. So the litigation is not over, but I tell you what, this is a great decision coming out of the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit, up until recently, has become the most reversed court in American history of all the other courts. You can better count on the fact that when a case comes out of the Ninth Circuit going the wrong way and the Supreme Court takes the case, they're going to reverse it. It's just more likely than not. But if you look at all the judges, and there's more than 11 judges on that Ninth Circuit map, President Donald Trump, by the time that he is finished with his first term, and certainly by the time that he finishes a second term, if he is elected to the second term, he will completely transform the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Right now, the count between the judges on the Ninth Circuit, because of President Trump's appointment of good judges, judges that have good constitutional worldviews, approaches to the law, it's about three judges different. In other words, about three more judges were appointed by Democratic presidents than Republicans. But that's about ready to change. It's going to be about two and then one under some of the other opportunities he has. And it may be at parity by the time he's finished with his first term.
That would be amazing.
And certainly if he has a second term, it will be completely transformed. It's already being transformed.
The most overturned, radically leftist appeals appeals court in the nation. But, you know, there are other strategies that are that are in place as well. There are a number of states around the country that are banning funding for Planned Parenthood. And the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals back in March ruled, for instance, that Ohio can bar Planned Parenthood from receiving state taxpayer dollars. So, you know, it's hopefully death by a thousand cuts to Planned Parenthood, but it's not enough. We need to completely and fully defund Planned Parenthood and all abortion clinics across the country. They get over $500 million,
half a billion.
Yeah.
It's really past time to stop the funding of Planned Parenthood. During the George W. Bush administration, you had for a period of that time, a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate, and they didn't defund Planned Parenthood. They talked about it. It's all political rhetoric, and that's why people get tired of politicians. They talk and talk, and you want to vote for them, and they get in office, and now they back away from it. Well, you know what? This president has been doing everything possible to stop the money going to Planned Parenthood. And when we had the Republican House and Senate, they still couldn't defund Planned Parenthood. They had two Republicans in the Senate that decided when it came down to a real vote, you know, and under the previous administration, they could say to their constituents, yeah, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. But they knew Obama would veto it. Then when they had a president who would sign it, they didn't. They didn't
cowards.
Vote.
They're cowards.
We need people in Congress, both sides of the aisle, Republican, Democrat, but particularly the House and the Senate. If you had a House and Senate with the president that we have on abortion, Planned Parenthood would have been defeated a long time ago. Not a single dollar should go to them, and we need to continue to battle against federal funding, state funding for Planned Parenthood. Stand with us, because I believe in our lifetime, I think you're going to see it. Most of the people listening to this program, Roe versus Wade reversed at the United States Supreme Court. Then the battle will be at the state level, depending upon what the Supreme Court says. But stand with us as more and more cases are working their way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.